In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Grace and peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning and welcome to our churches of St. Catoc and St. Margaret for our service of home worship on this, the first Sunday of Lent. It is good to have you with us. Let us pray. Father of glory, holy and eternal, look upon us now in power and mercy. May your strength overcome our weakness, your radiance transform our blindness, and your Spirit draw us to that love shown and offered to us by your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen. As we come into the presence of our Heavenly Father, let us seek his forgiveness of our sins, that we may know his peace in our hearts. Lord Jesus, you reconcile us to one another and to the Father. Lord, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you heal the wounds of sin and division. Christ, have mercy. Lord Jesus, you intercede for us with your Father. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son Jesus Christ fasted 40 days in the wilderness and was tempted as we are, yet without sin, give us grace to discipline ourselves in obedience to your Spirit. And as you know our weakness, so may we know your power to save. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and for ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Genesis. Then God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "As for me, I am establishing my covenant with you and your descendants after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the domestic animals, and every animal of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of a flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." God said, "This is the sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you, for all future generations. I have set my bow in the clouds, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God." The response to Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul, O my God. In you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wont only treacherous. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. According to your steadfast love, remember me, for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. He leads the humble in what is right, and teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness, for those who keep his covenant and his decree. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. A reading from the first letter of Peter. For Christ also suffered for sins, once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is eight people, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Listen to the gospel of Christ according to Saint Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan, and he was with the wild beasts, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. On this first Sunday of Lent, we notice that each of today's readings have links to a relationship with God. Noah and the covenant, the suffering of Jesus being a pathway to glory, and Jesus proclaiming the good news from God. Today, Mark tells us that Jesus was proclaiming the good news from God, that God's will for the world was being fulfilled. We learn that the kingdom of God, the reign of God in which people are reconciled to God, is being established, even as Jesus speaks. For us and all Christians, The good news is that which recounts the building of the kingdom here on earth. As the disciples gathered around Jesus, they heard and understood what this good news was, and also why it would change their lives. In order for the good news of Christ to be spread far and wide to all people, Jesus would send the disciples out in turn. But how do we recognise good news from God? When Jesus preached the good news, it was always accompanied by both the forgiveness of sins and miracles of healing. So what does the good news do for people? Well, it does a lot of things. The good news restores broken lives. We hear of people in prison who have come to faith, and on their release, their faith has stayed with them. It gives people hope, just knowing that there is someone walking alongside them as a help. It drives away fear. Knowing Jesus is there makes people feel safe. It promotes peace. Jesus says, "Love one another as I have loved you." It is concerned for the well-being of others who are unable to care for themselves. And finally, it builds up what is good and destroys what is evil. This good news is Jesus-centred, as Jesus did not just talk about God, as he was God and he is God. Jesus had the ability and the talent to draw people to himself, and they found life in him and believed in him. This also applies to us, as when we recognise God in our lives, respond to him and relate to him, we too will find a life in all its fullness. The aim of the Christian life is to recognise the power of the good news and see what it has done for us, to give thanks to God and help other people receive the good news, but not with miserable faces, but with a joy in our hearts. As individuals, each of us is different. We each have differing strengths and weaknesses, and how we do things will differ. There is not only one way to bring others to Christ. Some may act out the good news, others may speak about God, or some about their own faith and journey. It may be through conversation when someone is curious, or it may be by prayer. How we share the good news is not important, but what is important is that we use our strengths and abilities to reach out to people. As individuals, the one thing we do all share is that we are called to the life God has called to be ourselves. And when we find God, then we will find ourselves. Today, being the first Sunday of Lent, is a good opportunity for each of us to reflect on our part in proclaiming the good news. It is a good opportunity to reflect on the news our lives proclaim. Are we telling only of ourselves, or are we telling the story of God's love, that is, the good news of the gospel? Amen. In the power of the Holy Spirit and in union with Christ, let us bring our prayers for the church and for the world to our Heavenly Father. We pray for the church throughout the world, for the leaders of the church, among them Andrew our Archbishop and Mary our Bishop. We pray for the clergy and people of our diocese and for our own ministry area. May your glory shine through your church to the dark places of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for the people of the world, for the victims of violence and oppression, for all suffering the effects of natural disaster, and for those suffering from famine or drought. May the leaders of the nation strive to bring peace and reconciliation between their peoples, that all may live safe and secure lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for our own community, for our families, friends and neighbours. We give thanks for all who serve the needs of the vulnerable. May we bring the hope that only Christ can give to all who we meet each day. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who are in need, for those who are sick, for those who are bereaved, for the lonely and isolated, and for all in any kind of need. We hold in our hearts before God those known to us who are in need at this time, and all whose names are recorded in our parish intercession books. May they be strengthened by the Holy Spirit and consoled with the love of Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all who have died. We remember before God our own departed loved ones, and we pray for the recently departed and those whose anniversary of death falls at this time. May they share the eternal glory of heaven in the company of all the saints. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We bring all our prayers to our Heavenly Father as we pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Jesus said, "Peace I bequeath to you, my own peace I give you, a peace the world cannot give. This is my gift to you. The peace of the Lord be with you and with all those whom you love, and also with you." Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others, as you were the servant of all, and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign, now and for ever. Amen. Before our blessing and final hymn, I would like to thank you for joining with us, and I hope you have a safe and peaceful week, and look forward to you joining with us again next week. The Lord be with you, and also with you. The peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let us go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.